Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello, 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 TGIF. It is Friday. I am Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd and Chris. This is the Sheeman and Shepherd Show on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. That is also the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at 99.3 ESPN. You could follow me directly at Craig ESPN and Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. Big Friday for you as well. More news out of the AB and Patriots camp. We'll get right into
almost,
that.
Almost made it through the week.
Almost. Couldn't do it. Made a nice four-day break, but we're back in it as well. We'll have our pigskin picks at 4. Gabe Morenci, our handicapper, we're in the flow now. We've seen teams play, college and NFL. We're getting a feel for how teams are, so we'll take care of all that. And not one but two chances to win $1,000 with the Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab before we leave the airwaves here today. So a lot on our plate. Pete Shepherd, how are you today, sir?
I am in the Gardner Minshew camp. I will say that right now. That kid's got something. He's got it. I'm telling you, I don't know, it's Mike Leach Jedi mind trick, Vulcan mind, whatever it is, that kid has got some guts. I love his style.
I
think he's going to keep getting better and better, and he might be, I don't like to see anybody get hurt, but it might be a blessing in disguise for the Jaguars to have this kid very early, a lot of sampling, don't want to get crazy. But there's something about this kid that I like a lot. He started in the Kansas City game when Foles went down, when he came in. You could tell he wasn't intimidated by the environment. I know he was home against Kansas City.
How much of Foles' contract is guaranteed when he comes back from the injury next year?
I don't know.
I mean, that's the big question right there. Because you're right, so far so good.
I mean, crappy game.
Oh, dreadful.
Ridiculous amount of penalties. Everybody saw the Tom Brady tweet. Everybody agreed with it. It was just so – the game had no flow to it. But I will tell you that Jacksonville, I liked them a lot yesterday. Their defense was fantastic. I don't know how Marcus Mariota is going to survive this season. He got sacked 9 times last night, I think 17 or 18 times this year. But I give the Jaguars credit with all the distraction this week with Jalen Ramsey, and he may not be there come next week. But, they got the job done. They got the job done, and it was a pretty impressive win last night.
All right, with all that, and again, there is more news on AB, Bill Belichick, with a press conference today. We'll get to all that in just a moment. Time now, though, for a SportsCenter rundown. First one of the day, ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris.
All right, and I will hit on that. The lawyer for a woman who earlier this week alleged sexual misconduct by Antonio Brown reached out to the NFL last night after the Patriots wide receiver sent what were described as threatening text messages to her client. That, according to Sports Illustrated. And to that note, Bill Belichick, who said he wouldn't have any comment on off-the-field issues regarding wide receiver Antonio Brown, cut his Friday morning news conference short after fielding 7 questions on AB.
All right, let's jump into this. Yeah. This is not the sexual accusations, assault accusations from before. This is the later lady that we talked about a week ago from the Sports Illustrated article. She was the artist that came over. AB liked her stuff, invited her over to the house to paint a mural of himself in the house. She was. He showed up behind her naked with a washcloth on his junk, and she just kept painting. Now we know that since he's been a Patriot, he has texted her back since that Sports Illustrated article, basically asking, why are you doing this to me? You're so poor and all this. And texted pictures of her kids to her, which means he has those, which she took in a threatening manner. That's what we're looking at right now.
Yeah, and absolutely. I would have cut him already. I would have cut him to begin with, and I would cut him now, and I'm not sure what his status is going to be. Right now he was in practice, but let's get into the crux of this. The text message, what makes it threatening to me is the kids being in this. The text message itself that he has, and you saw it, I read it to you, it's not a threatening text message until you see, to me, anytime somebody puts their kids, someone else's kids, in a text message, that's a big time problem. It's a big time problem anyway. The guy's nuts, out of his mind. He's dumb enough to do that. Then he's dumb enough to put a group text in, includes his lawyer. Includes his lawyer. When SI contacted his lawyer, you know, Hittner said that, you know, of course I did not advise him to do this. To me, it sounded like the lawyer wanted nothing to do with him now.
The artist lady in question is talking to NFL investigators. I just saw a crawl on that.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Just show him the text.
So, you know, there's a lot of soul searching to do here. And I know, you know, Bill today, he's not going to – it's tough for any coach to comment on legal issues that are pending. The whole due process thing, blah, you saw what happened with Tyreek Hill, all that stuff. But I don't know how much more you're supposed to take. I'd cut him right now.
Why does Belichick, who spends, you know, 20 hours a day preparing for an appointment, why does he want to continuously take time out of his day to deal with this guy? Get rid of him. I mean,
I think it's going to happen sooner rather than later. I mean, there's still a chance he might play this
week. Who makes the first move, the NFL with the exempt list or the Patriots? Somebody's got to.
If I'm Robert Kraft, I make the first move. I don't wait for the NFL. They might take, who knows how long they'll take. You don't know what they're going to do. You have no idea. But what makes this, if you took the kids' pictures out of this, there's really nothing here. But the fact of the matter that the kids' pictures are here, that's another big red alert, you know, a big orange flag. Get this guy off the team. Get him out of the league. Get him some help. This guy needs serious help.
He doesn't know how to operate in society.
No, he doesn't.
And I hear a lot of people say, well, he was homeless at 16. Well, okay, fine. Let's fix him because he's an ass. Nobody likes him. And he's just digging he loves the attention, and he keeps digging a deeper hole for himself. I said this earlier, and it's still true today. This is the NFL's big 100th season. They're all excited. We're now 8 weeks in. If you include 5 weeks of preseason, 5 episodes of Hard Knocks, and 3 weeks of the season, it has been all AB all the time. Mm-hmm. This is not what the NFL wants to celebrate its 100th season.
Donnie says, I have questions on the text line, Stony Brook Golf Club text line. I have questions. How did he get the picture of the kids? And if his junk was covered, what did he do wrong? Well, we've told you what he did wrong. Jeez. His junk was covered by a little mini face cloth for a few minutes until he went behind her and did whatever.
You really
did.
Think what is right?
Come
if you
on.
Hired a painter to come over to your house and you just showed up, kind of quietly walked up behind him, and all you're wearing is a washcloth over your junk, you really think, what did he do?
No, come on.
Come on.
And as far as how he got a picture of his kids, I don't know. He claims that they had some sort of a relationship or something. So I don't know. The kids' pictures, which I've tweeted out at PSHEP326, the whole text messages, the group text messages, are right there. In fact, let me go through. I think this is important to go through this real quick from Robert Klemko, because he points out specifically what went down here and how he went about.
Is that the attorney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's the writer for Sports Illustrated.
Oh, yeah.
Give me 2 seconds.
While you're looking at it, let's play some Bill Belichick sound from his press conference today. Again, he actually, well, Bill never says anything, but he actually kind of said something.
He admitted that
we are looking into this. We are taking this seriously. That's more than he usually says. And then he got tired of the follow-up questions,
coach could answer. You know, you can't sit there and answer stuff that with legal stuff pending. He's not going to do it.
All right, let's take a listen. This is Belichick not answering any AB questions.
No, there are questions about Antonio. You know, we take all the situations with our team very seriously, and there are some things that we're looking into. But I'm not going to have any comment on any of the off the field situations or questions on that. So anything on football?
All right. My understanding, that's how he opened it up and said, by the way, guys, we're looking into some stuff. I know you got questions. There's one more Belichick here. This is after about 7 questions, after he said he didn't want to talk about it, and he walked off the podium.
How important is the behavior off the field?
Everything's important.
Bill, do you expect to have Antonio available to you on Sunday?
He's on our roster.
Another headline today focusing on Antonio Brown. Does any of this at all affect his status with the team?
Yeah, I think I've already addressed this. So we're going to get ready for the Jets here. Happy to answer any football questions, but the rest of it, I'm done with the rest of it.
Jared, was there ever a point where some of the off-field stuff is enough?
Yeah, That's, yeah, I'm good. Okay. Thank you. Well, yeah, we had enough of
that. The last three questions I know were from news people, not sports people. I know the voices.
That's all right. They were still legitimate questions.
Yeah, they're all legitimate questions, but I don't know how any coach is supposed to. And it's a tough situation for Bill. It'd be a tough situation for any coach to sit up there and have to defend a dirtbag. You know, or so, you know, and he's on the team right now. And I think Antonio Brown's a dirtbag.
I understand he says, look, this is about the big picture, which I code word, hey, we're trying to win a Super Bowl. I got a chance to get the best receiver in the league on my team. But I wonder how much time he's had to spend behind the closed doors and away, not only just with the media, but away from the media, dealing with this and investigating this instead of preparing for a team. I just wonder if he's got to go through just what he's gone through this week, the last 2 weeks. I can't see Bill Belichick chewing up that much time for 15 more weeks of this. I can't.
It may not be for 15 more hours. I'd give it 50-50 at best that he's even on the team by Sunday, to be honest with you. But it also wouldn't shock me if he makes it through week 10. I mean, just don't know. After the Tyreek Hill situation, you have blatant threats like that from the man out of his mouth on record, and you still don't. You know, it takes you a while. You still have AB threatening Mike Mayock. He did nothing. Mm-hmm. You did nothing. He threatened him. Right there, black and white. All right, now here's Klemko. He explains the process of verifying it was AB who sent these messages. First, in 2017, AB sent our source, meaning SI and Robert Klemko, his phone number and a DM, direct message from his verified IG account and screenshots we reviewed. Two, she communicated with AB and arranged travel, et cetera, via this number that year. Three, she sent us screens of these new messages with the contact in her phone, so the sender showed up as Antonio Brown. Four, when we asked her to delete AB's contact from her phone so the original number would display and we could verify, the number matched the 2017 IG exchange. Five, our research department turned up names that other four numbers on the chat were registered to. One of them was Brian Davis, a name we knew. It's one of Brown's assistants who was named in interviews with people suing Brown for unpaid wages. Six, one more name jumped out, Darian Heitner, Brown's attorney. We called Heitner, who declined comment other than to answer this question. Did you advise your client to send those texts? His answer, no, I did not. You'll notice I didn't respond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there it is right there. And of course, I mean, if you're the lawyer, if you're Darian Heitner, you got to be livid. You got to be livid. Like,
if you're his lawyer, you got to be livid. If you're his agent, you got to be livid. I mean, I haven't heard from Drew Rosenhaus all week. I mean, that's next.
Yeah.
If you're Robert Kraft of the Patriots and Bill Belichick, I think you got to be livid about this stuff.
And then Robert Klemko, a man who sounded like AB, answered. He called him. I introduced myself. He hung up. In a text, I asked him if he would share proof of his claim that the woman asked him for money. He replied, faux clown. So we're extremely confident that's AB who sent the text messages.
All right. We also have some sound from Adam Schefter, who explained this morning on Golic and Wingo what will happen if the Patriots do decide to move on from AB.
The first thing you learn in harassment claims is there's no retaliation against the people who filed those claims. And that seems to be what he's doing in this particular instance. And it's there in print for everybody to see. And if that is the case, you wonder if the Patriots have a decision to make here while the league's investigation goes on. Like, none of this seems to be very good for him.
Yeah.
And you wonder if the Patriots ultimately decided to move on from him now, next week, whenever, would that be the end of his NFL career?
The end of his career? I mean, just to stay with the Patriots.
Yeah, that might be.
I mean, this is a guy that has threatened Mike Mayock. This is a guy that is threatening this painter woman, whether it be directly or indirectly.
Throwing furniture off buildings.
Yeah.
We
don't need him around anymore.
Accused of rape. Allegedly, 239, AB threatening Mayock can't be punished by league. Yes, it can. God almighty, what the hell do you guys think we're talking about here? It's in the policy of the NFL.
Well,
of conduct unbecoming.
It can. But why hasn't it been?
Good question. Good question. Why hasn't it been? Exactly.
Whoever the next commissioner is needs to just come out with a black and white list of, all right, here's what we're going to do. You get accused, you get actually convicted, you get this. I mean, it's unbelievable.
There's a lot of things we say about the NFL. Why? We sit there and the rules are in black and white, but they're subject to the interpretation of God up there at 345 Park Avenue, a.k.a. Roger Goodell. who's just, in you know, if you look up hypocrisy in the dictionary, you see his face. That's what he is.
Yeah.
So I really don't know overall what. I'll tell you, I told you from the beginning, I'd cut his sorry ass right now. I wouldn't allow him to play. As far as me think he's playing on Sunday, for me, I think it's 50-50.
He did practice today.
Yep.
I think that's telling.
Well, he's telling that he's still on the roster.
If you want to be 50-50, maybe before you were 25-75, maybe it's 50-50 now because he practiced on Friday.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean the NFL. See, the NFL could still, you know, come out and.
I have no faith that the. I
don't
I feel
either.
Like if anything is going to be done,
either.
It's going to be done by the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't know where Roger. In fact, I haven't heard statement one on Roger Goodell on anything regarding Antonio Brown.
Now they're interviewing. They're doing more, conducting more interviews / investigation today. So I don't know how much. I don't know how much more time they are going to need. I don't know any more allegations can come up. And I know it's it's still due process. We have to remember due process, due process, due process. But the NFL doesn't have to abide by
due process at all.
So I'm going to be real interested to see what happens here. Thank God they're playing the Jets on Sunday, I'll tell you that.
That will help. Chalk has texted in on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. I said you should do a poll on if Brown will be suspended indefinitely. I wouldn't mind a poll to see if he even plays this weekend. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to do a poll.
Do some sort of AB poll on that today. So we'll continue to talk about that throughout the afternoon. Monday Night Football, did you guys hang or not? It was a dreadfully boring game.
You mean Thursday night?
Last night.
You said Monday night, that's all.
Oh, sorry. Primetime Thursday night.
Watched the whole game. And I watched the whole Tulane Houston. Well, I flipped.
I watched about 3/4 of it.
Tulane and Houston was a way better game. By the way, I don't know why. It looked like Houston was playing North Carolina. I don't understand the uniform.
I thought Tulane was the green
wave. They had a little bit of green in the helmet. There's obviously people dressed in green. They're fans in their stands. I don't understand the powder blue uniforms that Tulane wore last night. Never saw them before. On that team that I can never remember in my lifetime, I don't get it. I don't know.
I don't know.
Somebody on there get a doctorate from UNC? I don't know. I didn't. But what a hell of a game that was.
Well,
that was an exciting football game.
It's a good thing it was in Tulane because that game would not have been able to be played in Houston. They're under several feet of water again. Worst design major city in all of America. And you got an A&M
New Orleans
engineering
great.
School. Well, those are probably the two worst, too. And they're connected by I-10, by the way. So I don't know. Just horrible. Feel bad for him.
Yeah.
So, So back to last night's game. So the Jaguars win 20-7. Mm-hmm. And that was after two quick touchdowns early on where Minshew just looked spectacular and fun to watch. And then after that, it was hard to watch. They had like 15 penalties
there
in the first half.
15 penalties, more penalties than points in the first half. It was absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And the numbers are frightening. Holding penalties are up. It's the most. What did I see that stat? The most holding penalties that have been called since 1942.
Well, it's up 66%.
Something like that.
Part of it is they're emphasizing calling it on the backside of plays. That's number one. But number two, I mean, we're getting into the third game of the season now. I want to say, hey, it's because nobody played in the preseason and they're rusty. But I don't think that's the case because, number one, offensive linemen do play a lot in the preseason. And number two, we're week three of the NFL. You should get this out of your system by now.
There have been more. Here's the number. There have been more total accepted penalties called per team per game this year, 7.8 than any year. I was off by year. Since 1947, that number was 6.7 in 2018, 2017, and 2016. So penalties are up 16% in 2019, which leads to more stoppages, disjointed play. It's just hard to get in.
How many games have been good in 3 weeks?
Not many.
This is a big problem for the NFL.
And
it's not just the Thursday night always has a bad game on Thursday. There have been a lot of bad games. People wanted to say it was because of nobody playing the preseason, but we're getting into where the product looks bad. You've got five of your 32 starting quarterbacks out. That's the star power of the league. This is not a good look.
Well, they're going to have a major problem, and most of the country, not around here. And I agree. Look, if I'm around here and I'm a neutral football fan, I want to see Ravens Chiefs at 1:00. You're getting Jets Patriots. And the reason why they're doing that down here is because a lot of times in most markets, trust me, I used to get Miami games up in the Northeast sometimes too. They try to stay within the division. But still, I'd rather see Ravens Chiefs. That game is going to the majority of the country. Now, if they start calling holding penalties left and right in this game with two of the, arguably two of the top five quarterbacks in the league, I think right now, right up there, in what is supposed to be one hell of a football game, even if it comes close to 89%, 90% of matching last year, that's going to be a real issue.
Let them play.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. All right. One other note from last night's game regarding Jalen Ramsey. You all know that he played. We all know that there has been a trade demand. There was the blow up on the sideline last weekend. He has since said, my problem is not with the coaches. It's not with my teammates. It's not with the city of Jacksonville.
You buying
it's about
that?
Being disrespected.
Well, what does that mean? Who's disrespect? If he's not being disrespected
financially.
Okay,
the players that are behind the success of the Jaguars, whatever you want to call their
everybody
success,
feels disrespected.
They're not getting the money that some other players are.
Andrew Norwell doesn't feel disrespected.
No,
Blake Bortles didn't feel disrespected.
Well, that's the problem. Blake Bortles got all their money, and it was the defense that was the crux of their success 2 years ago. So. I saw one report that says he expects to be traded by week four. So I guess we got to go through all this again next week. But I also heard that the owner, Shad Khan, really likes likes Jalen Ramsey.
I almost said
Gordon Ramsay.
Great athlete. Too.
And
professional footballer, actually.
He was until he got broke his leg.
Footballer.
He was a real good player. He was a real good soccer.
Yeah, I said it. Footballer.
Okay. All right. We're speaking the same language. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Khan wants to make him the highest paid corner in the league. Exactly. So,
and he should be the highest paid
corner. You've got Doug
Marrone,
you've got Tom Coughlin, and you got Shad Khan. You got the guy at the top that says, look, I want this guy to be the highest paid player in the league. That's a lot of respect last time I checked. And maybe Ramsey doesn't get traded after all. So, again, I mean, it looked imminent as of like Wednesday, and it didn't happen.
I think you're absolutely right. Watch how much he changes his tune.
Oh, yeah.
If Khan comes up big.
This kind of happened a year ago. There was a time where he indicated he was not too happy in Jacksonville, and he insinuated that he would be gone as soon as his deal was up. But, you know, he's still here. We'll see what happens this week. Again, when the owner starts getting involved, tell Tom Coughlin what to do. Maybe it's not a lost cause yet. What'd I miss?
Oh, Totino's on the text line. Finn's on the money line. Lock.
What's this?
I don't know, my mic was on.
What's this? A good guy says, I love you guys. I expected you to be a lot more help. I don't know what that means.
A lot more help with what?
I don't know.
I'm here to help you. Tell me.
He texted me some fantasy football question. He said, do I start Lamar against KC or Patrick against Baltimore defense?
For God's sakes.
And I said, you can't bench Mahomes, but you have two really good options. And then he followed it up with, I expected you to be a lot more help. What do you want me to say? You got two of the top three quarterbacks in fantasy this year.
Yeah.
You might have the two top, actually.
Wow. Don't forget the Sheeman and Shepherd Fantasy
You're
Football
game. You're in a great spot.
On 99.3ESPN.com. Check that out. And Chris's Fantasies.
Ooh.
That's football.
You got to do something exotic.
What do you want him to do? Wear lingerie while
he
does
his thing?
No,
when you're doing your video, I don't know what it is.
We've got some ideas floating out there how to really make it a fantasy.
You got to have something.
You have some visual...
Look, I could let you guys in on it, but then everybody would be in on it, so...
And now,
I don't know. You're just going to have to keep watching to find out.
Like the intro, and now time for Chris's football fantasies.
It's pretty good. Has your wife seen Chris's fantasies?
Yeah, she loves them.
Do you have to explain that to her?
I am her fantasy.
Oh, good.
I doubt it.
She wakes up every morning to a fantasy.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just imagine it. She walks out of the bedroom every morning. There I am, sprawled on the couch, no shirt, a glorious alabaster gut. Plopping up my
stop disturbing visual
lukewarm
alert
coffee cup sitting.
You got your coffee mug on your belly?
Ever so
no,
gently
no, no, no,
upon
the,
my
no,
navel.
No, even worse. Some of the coffee has spilled down his chin. He's too lazy. It's dribbled into his belly button. Now he doesn't have a Kleenex or anything to wipe it out.
No, so I just smear it into my.
The coffee comes out of the belly button and oozes down his body.
My hairless chest. Creating a
Stop
rich,
it.
Moist lathering
Stop.
On top.
I am not listening to Chris.
Let me change subjects. Barry Wolf with the text saying, Craig, they're not called owners. Well, that's in the NBA, but you're right. Shad Khan, the COO. I don't know. All right, I got to get... I can't unhear what I just heard from Chris. This is really... I got to get out of here.
You must learn.
Bucks hosting Giants. You won't be able to watch it on TV, so listen to it on the radio 3 p.m. on Sunday. Brought to you by Towboat US and 888-SEAN-KING.
Hey, Sheeman
and
Shepherd.
99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Right, God here. Help me. Get me out of here. Go to break, for God's sake. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Don't forget Pigskin Picks, Gabe Morenci, Wikipedia. It's, by the way, Michigan football trivia. If you can handle that today.
Give me some Iowa State questions involved with that.
Well, we'll do that
loss,
later.
Loss.
I don't think so. I don't think that's how it's going to go.
Really?
By the way, the Michigan-Wisconsin game will be on the Pigskin Picks. This is a big one. So we'll have all that.
Later. It's a great lineup this week.
It is.
It's
pretty solid.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of it now. Happy birthday to Cornbread Chili.
Yeah.
Fellas.
My Texters.
Can I get a shout out for my 32nd birthday? Love the show. Keep it up. Fishermanette says, I thought that I was starting to become a pro in fantasy football, but I'm sucking it up so bad this year I'm going to have to pay attention to Chris's fantasies. Football.
Everybody should do that.
Mons Venus checking in.
I have a vision of Chris dipping the Cheerio into his Cheeto into his belly button to get the coffee out. Early disturbing. Really disturbing. Yes, it is.
I don't know which is more disturbing, the visual or the text itself.
Visual.
Ugh. Disgusting. All right.
I got a little navel, so I couldn't fit like a puff in there. It'd have to be a crunchy Cheeto.
Are you an innie or an outie?
Innie.
Is anybody an outie anymore?
Oh, yeah.
They still do those?
I think so. Yeah.
That's how they cut the umbilical cord, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's a wives' tale.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Think it's just random?
I think it's just your anatomy.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think it has anything.
Thank you, doctor.
Like, I don't recall seeing anybody with an outie any time in the last 20 years.
I have no scientific proof on that. That's just my thought on the matter.
No, I mean, in this day and age where you see a lot of photos and social media of abs and all that, nobody's got an outie, except unless you're like 9 months pregnant and then it pops out like a like a turkey thing that tells you that it's done. Yeah. That's how it goes.
Is it?
All right, put that on the poll. Do you have an innie or an outie belly button?
Married 1 year said, did you guys see the Area 51 raid? People actually, people showed up. They said 50,000. There were like 50,000 people, something like that.
So they're having a little festival outside the gates. They're not going in. They'll be shot dead on arrival.
Well, they had drones. I mean, the nearest gas station was
shot
like
dead on arrival.
45.
Want to bet?
If they cross the fence, they will be. They've already been warned.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You go over that fence, there's only they will shoot you.
Shoot to kill.
Yeah, people still have outies. That's a thing.
It is?
Yeah.
I think we put it on a poll.
No, you know what? You just did.
You guys don't want to waste a poll question on that?
We're going to get...
Of all the stupid questions we asked, will get 1,000 hits.
No, we don't ask stupid questions.
No, I'm ready. I'm just waiting for... You are going to get grossed out by some of the pictures.
Oh, there's going to be some pictures.
Oh, come on, people. Don't do that.
Of course they're going to do it. Asked for it.
I want it on the poll. I'm making an executive decision as co-host of the show.
Yep.
And then we have
the question.
We have another question about AB. Have we up that up yet?
It's already up there.
All right. Will AB make it to this weekend given the latest accusations against him by the artist?
33 votes already. 82% say yes.
All right. Chris, you can put it on for me? Thank you. Innie or outie? Just don't think people have outies anymore. I don't know why. It's evolution.
Well, you must have an insight to every birth around the world.
I guess. I mean, if you have an outie, does that mean your doctor was just sloppy with the cutting of the umbilical cord?
I don't know the logistics of how you become an innie or an outie. I really don't.
All right. Let's get back to football. Somehow.
I'm sure there's an obstetrician out there that would know.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Or anybody in obstetrics can call in and tell us how you become an innie or an outie, or is it just generic, like Chris said? I don't know.
So there's a great story out there, and I know you saw it, about Gardner Minshew when he was at Washington State with Mike Leach. And by the way, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall during the years in the quarterback room of Gardner Minshew and Mike Leach at Washington State. But the story goes, I mean, I think Gardner Minshew was the third string quarterback at the time. He was, I think it was his freshman year. And the second stringer got moved to running back because he actually was the best running back on the team. Then the starting quarterback got hurt. That means Gardner Minshew had to come in and play a half, Well, he comes back the next day after the game and finds out that the starting quarterback is okay, and now he's going, oh my gosh, if I play anymore, I've just played a half of football and I've ruined my entire redshirt season. So I got to come up with something. And he figured that his only chance was to come up with some sort of injury, mm-hmm. be injured, get a medical redshirt, and then be able to play all those years at Washington State. So he went off and took a couple pulls of some vodka, got a hammer out, and smashed his hand three times.
Hold on, Jack Daniels.
If we're going to recite a story, let's get all the information proper.
Yeah,
it was Jack.
Jack Daniels,
guy named Gardner Minshew,
yeah.
not pulling vodka.
Really?
Well, what's wrong with pulling vodka?
That's a Jack Daniels guy right there.
Well,
why? Because pizza vodka guy.
I like Jack Daniels.
There's a bit of sophistication that comes with vodka that whiskey just doesn't quite bring to the table, if you know what I'm saying. I'm sorry, bourbon.
But John Daniels does.
Jack.
Okay.
John, as they say in the scent of a woman. You don't know as long as I have, son. You call him John.
Okay.
That's a great line by Al Pacino.
So
maybe Jack to you.
He bashed his hand in with a hammer three times. It didn't work. He drank some more, hit it again.
Maybe he's a superhero.
Never did break the hand. It never did break, but it did get swollen, and I believe he got his extra year that way. So that's just crazy.
That is insane.
What's going on the B channel, Chris?
A guy called in and said he's not a doctor, but he has an innie.
Well, thank you.
All right, but that's
not
the question.
I'm thinking like 90% of us have innies. That's what I'm.
We're getting text messages that say it's a generic, but I don't know for sure. I don't know if there's an obstetrician out there that knows or a nurse that cuts umbilical cord. See, sometimes the dad nowadays dads cut the umbilical cords.
I didn't.
I know I wouldn't.
I honestly don't remember if I did or not. You think I would remember that?
Did you faint?
No, but I was tired because I had to stand. I had to stand through the whole procedure.
You were tired.
My wife is laying down on a bed. I'm sitting there. My whole body's getting numb from standing.
Oh, she's gonna kick your behind.
I didn't
tonight.
Get a chair or anything.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous. The men do all
the
work.
So while she's having contractions, she's going, God almighty, jeez.
Yeah.
Somebody get me a chair.
I mean, Pete.
Give me a stool.
I had to coach.
Don't you know who I am?
I had to coach her. I had to tell her to breathe. I had to stand the whole time.
What a trooper you are.
I mean, it was a lot of work.
Lucky she didn't get out of the stirrups and kick you in the face. Complaining about that.
Yeah. That could happen.
The shape and size of a belly button has nothing to do with where the umbilical cord is severed.
Okay.
And a study done by North Carolina State University said that 96% of participants had innies.
I don't trust NC State.
No, you're right. You cut the umbilical cord, and then what's left, they like pinch it and tie it, and then it falls off like 10 days later.
Yeah, it's like a week or two later.
So that would tell me it's genetic.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
And then some people actually keep the umbilical cord.
Dopey says.
And they'll put it in a blend. Yeah. Never mind.
And eat it? They'll eat it?
No.
What are you going to say?
Yeah.
Dopey
says.
Not
after it falls off 10 days later. You're talking like right after the birth.
No, fresh one.
They'll eat the placenta.
Yeah, I know.
That's a thing.
That's
eating
thing.
The placenta.
That's a thing. No, I'm sorry. They don't eat the umbilical cord. They'll create jewelry out of it, like a leather wristband.
Oh, that really almost got me. That was not a fake gag.
They also save the umbilical cord for health, for stem cell research. For future. I know that's a part of it, too.
Makes sense.
Dopey says, Audi belly buttons are nothing more than a herniated umbilical cord. Anyone ever see a kid when he gets frustrated and pushes and his belly button popped out a little bit?
No.
I haven't.
Dopey, who are you hanging out with?
No. I have an Audi, and it currently has a hernia. Take that for a visual. Oh, God. 941. If you're a lean skinny, you'll have an Audi. If you are fat. Or have a guy's, it will always look like an innie.
Just false.
Wrong. Because I've been skinny and I've been chunky and I've always had an innie. I agree with Craig. I was exhausted by the time my son was born.
Thank you very much. Thank you for backing me up. 239 says, thanks. I just puked in my car.
About what?
Strike three, Jack. It's not bourbon. You won't find the word bourbon anywhere on their label, website, or it's Tennessee Sour Mash. Yeah, I know, but technically it's bourbon.
Well. All right.
That's and a good
American whiskey.
Getting a lot of texts coming in. Again,
239, thanks. Well, you said this puked in my car. Married 1 year. I did the same thing with, oh, God. Not going to read that. Stammer time breaking records for vomit provoking topics today, fellas. Bravo.
Thank you.
Dopey scares me, says Tank for Trevor.
I try to talk sports. It's these guys.
Wait a minute. We talked AB. We broke down the game last night. We talked about all the penalties. We talked about Jalen Ramsey's trade deal. And we talked about Minshew breaking his hand in college. We did, like, in 40 minutes, we did 30 minutes of sports content.
6'3" when my daughter has to poop, her belly button becomes an outie. Okay.
I think she has a hernia. Okay, so like, that looked
like
at.
My youngest one, who's about to turn one, for like the first 6 months of his life, he had an outie because he had a hernia behind there or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then eventually his abdomen muscles like connected.
Yeah.
And now he has an innie.
Yeah.
How about
that? I've heard of that. I think that's quite normal, actually. Not that I'm.
Well, it didn't happen with my first, but it happened with my second. So it's 50-50 in my book.
Did you have to go like spend...
According to my scientific research,
your scientific
it's
research 50-50. Is 50-50. I mean, but yeah, were you concerned as a parent where you had to spend money and go visit a doctor and say, hey, what's going on here? Or no? Or did it just happen?
I mean, it was just the normal like
follow-ups.
2-4 week checkup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That gets expensive.
I mean,
yeah. It does. All right.
I'm glad that's where the wife really thrives. Like making sure that all those appointments are made.
Oh, I think all wives.
Yeah. No, I. Yeah. Yeah. I meant wives in general.
Yeah.
Like guys, a lot of us, we wouldn't do that.
Breaking news.
Oh, like real?
It's not Patriots. Yeah, this is sort of real. Yeah, I think this qualifies.
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go.
It's not a full fledged. But it is
breaking news.
Okay.
According to Pete Shepard, so take it with a
Carolina Panthers officially ruled out quarterback Cam Newton due to his foot injury meeting. Carolina QB Kyle Allen will start Sunday versus the Cardinals.
There you go.
So it is official.
That's a fact, Jack.
Mm-hmm. Out.
724. Fainted when my daughter was born. Hospital made me stay in a wheelchair for 8 hours. That's, dude, that's soft. That's weak. I'm never going to let you live that down. Good Lord.
Did he hit his head? Did he hit his head?
No, I will tell you what happens when this happens.
Well, the husband's hyperventilated too a lot.
No, you will get ignored. There are people there to birth the baby and keep the wife alive. If you fall down as the dude, as the dad, you're just going to be ignored. They walk over you politely on the floor.
Giggum says, I cut the umbilical cord for all five of my children.
All right.
Oh, I know fathers have done that.
I can't remember if I did it or not.
I was not given the... The choice.
I wouldn't have
given you a sharp instrument.
No, it'd be a bad.
Like that.
Oh, speaking of which, we do have an O.J. Simpson Twitter later on today.
Married 1 year. Rest in peace, Kyle Allen. Well, I don't know about that.
No, we had Field Yates on Thursday. An interview you can hear on 993ESPN.com. And he said he thinks Kyle Allen's going to surprise some people.
He might. Let's see what he's got. No one thought that Minshew would do anything either. And
he can't be a worse thrower than Cam, right?
No.
Cam's been so bad throwing the ball this year that...
This will be an improvement.
Yeah, and he can't run because of the foot injury. It's been terrible for Cam.
By the way, the dude that passed out, his wife's he's getting hammered on the on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line right
Who
now.
Who is?
The guy that fainted during giving birth. People are starting to hammer.
Because
Mr. Noodle Legs.
Oh, you're looking at your wife's, and you're holding her hand, right? And you're coaching. You're not looking at the other end. You know, on purpose.
Well,
they put up. You can, but
it's all
maybe
right
did.
There. It's all right there, Pete.
I wouldn't know.
It's all right there.
See, we had an emergency C-section with the first kid.
Oh, so you
the cord got wrapped around the neck, so I didn't see anything there.
Yeah.
And then the second one, once you have one C-section, every child you have afterwards, you have to do a C-section
because you'll tear open. Or...
Right. Yeah. So I looked up at the doctor. Who they put a curtain up.
Right.
Yeah.
But I looked up at the doctor and like you see a reflection in the goggles that she was wearing.
It's also a mirror, right?
That was a little I stopped looking that way.
Well, see, C-section is different. I mean, you're cutting somebody open, that's surgery opposed to natural.
So. Boston Pop says, rename that guy fainted at birth or eight-hour wheelchair guy.
Fainted at birth will be your name.
Yeah,
that's
fainted
awesome.
At birth
henceforth
is
and forever.
Very good. All right. Oh, man, the text is just – it's a text-a-thon here. All right.
Jeez.
Florida Gators hosting Tennessee this weekend tomorrow, 11 o'clock, right here on 99.3 ESPN, brought to you by Creel Tractor and Dental Designs. We've got Sound Street next. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd. It's a Friday on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me.
who was talking about you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Scheman and Shepherd.
Let's start off with Gardner Minshew and the mustache. Last night, said the offense starting to click with him following the Thursday night football win over the Titans.
Yeah, I think we're all building trust right now. You know, whether it's me and Flip and everybody, or me and the guys on the field. So, you know, all I can do is try to earn that trust every day. And I think when you do that, you get more opportunities to do fun things like that.
Meanwhile, he loves to be counted out. He says it motivates him to play.
About the fact that you're, this is the NFL and it's nationally televised, and you just got here, does it run through your mind at all?
Sometimes, but it, more than anything, it motivates me because, you know, a lot of people never thought I'd get this opportunity. So now that I do have it, I got to make the most of it. So I'm super grateful for it. But I know, you know, through everything I've learned in my career, you know, the situation I'm in, I may only get one. So you got to make the most of it. So that's what I'm trying to do now.
All right. Sounds focused. Meanwhile, Marcus Mariota on the other side, sacked 9 times in this loss, says this is gut check time for him and the Titans.
It's a gut check. I mean, to be honest with you, you lose 2 division games within a span of 5 days. It's a wake-up call. And, you know, I think we have the guys in the building to bounce back. I believe in these guys, and we're going to find ways to get better and get ready to go next week.
Derrick Henry, last time he played Jacksonville, rushed for 238 yards and 4 touchdowns. Last night, 44 yards on 17 carries.
And a touchdown.
That's something. If you had him in fantasy.
I did have him in fantasy, and that touchdown was very big. He needs to get better at catching the football out of the backfield, though. He had a screen pass in the first half that was, I don't know if it was 6.
Oh, that was.
Because there was like 60 yards between him and the end zone.
An entourage of blockers in front of him. You're right. Yeah, he knew it.
It doesn't look. They don't set up much better than what happened on that screen
pass. I think
pass.
It would have been a touchdown. Yeah, I think it would have been real close. But on the other hand, too, Minshew had a ball dropped in the end zone, too, by what's his name? That you should have had 3 touchdown passes last night. Right on the button.
Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the Titans, says the bottom line is offense hasn't played good enough at all this season.
Didn't play well enough last week or this week, so. That's what we're going to have to try to fix is be better in the situations, the tight situations last week, and try to get off to a better start and not have so many penalties.
Back to our prior conversation about Jalen Ramsey and whether he gets traded or whether the owner wants to give him a new contract or somewhere in between. Adam Schefter this morning on Golic and Wingo said, if Ramsey gets traded, it will be today.
I'm not convinced he'll be traded. If Jacksonville gets its price, he will.
You mean you're not convinced he'll be traded today?
I'm not convinced he'll be traded, period.
Oh, really? Really? Okay.
No, yeah.
The tide has turned a little bit.
No. I think the chances are he will, but okay. I'm just saying there are people there in Jacksonville that don't want to trade him.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's just posturing on the team's part to say, hey, we're not going to trade him unless we get what we want. But I actually believe them. And as much as he would like to be traded and as good as the chances are that he will be traded, it's not a foregone conclusion. That's all I'm saying.
Gotcha.
But if he were to be traded, I think today's the day that teams are going to move in on him, and we got a chance to make something happen there.
Another piece of fantasy news real quick. Damian Williams, running back for the Chiefs, has been ruled out of Sunday's game against the Ravens.
That's big.
LeSean McCoy, a little banged up as well. He left in the fourth quarter of last week's game against the Raiders. So when we come back, I'll have the name of the Chiefs running back who you should target.
All right. Roses and Bedroom Guy with a text on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line says, when my daughter was born, I got caught watching the Titans-Colts game while holding her legs while she was pushing. We showed the picture when we got home from the hospital. LOL. A little follow-up to our previous conversation.
And LeSean McCoy.
No, he left. He left the Raiders game with an injury.
Oh, that's right. He's not definite.
Yeah.
Yeah, Williams, and then you got the...
I'll find him.
Yeah.
All right. All part of Chris's fantasies. Don't worry. Get you all taken care of. Get you locked up. I got my team
Thompson.
In. I'm feeling good about it on the Sheba to Shepherd fantasy football
draft. I got my team
in, Came in right at the cap number, $60,000. I'm good to go. Feeling good about this one after a rough couple of first 2 weeks. All right, coming up, hour number 2, more headlines of the day. We've got some OJ. We'll update you on our Twin Peaks Twitter polls as well. Later on, Gabe Morency and our Pigskin Picks. We got a big Friday show for you. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.